Lots and lots of quarterback talk limits. There's guys we didn't even mention, for God's sakes. But let's take a couple calls on that before we get to some sports moments and also some potential Pirates trades. And a guy that is precisely the type of player I'm talking about that they should get. I don't know if it would be him, but he fits the profile of the type of player the Pirates need. Notice I said player.
Player.
And not prospect.
Yes.
Go to the lines, limits. Who's on them?
All right, here is Anthony in Oakland to start us off. Hi, Anthony.
What's up, Anthony?
Joe, have a good holiday, by the way.
You too.
Joe, unlike you and a lot of others, I'm taking my cues on Will Howard from two quarterbacks he's interacted with. One named Ben Roethlisberger and the other Aaron Rodgers. Plus, I've heard some comments from ex-players from Ohio State and even their ex-coach. What they think that Will Howard possesses that a lot of young quarterbacks coming into the league don't is his accuracy. They say his quarterback acumen and his accuracy is way above. And his coach said that four-game playoff, when he was facing some of the same players that are in NFL now that went in the first round, and they won four in a row. I'm very impressed with him. And so does Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers seem to be. And that's good enough for me.
So you think there's a chance, and maybe a good chance, that he could be the Steelers' next guy? Let me just ask you this, Anthony. Why did he last until the sixth round?
I don't know. Why did A.B. last to the sixth round? Why did Brady last? I don't know.
I mean, about the two greatest sixth-round picks in the history of the National Football League.
But they weren't considered the greatest when they were in college.
Of course not. That's why they're considered the greatest, that they made it in the NFL to the Hall of Fame. One of the reasons is his lack of arm strength from everybody you see. Anthony?
I'm sorry. You cut off on me. Joe, listen. I'll listen to those people, but I'm going to listen to Ben Roethlisberger more. And I'm going to listen to Aaron Rodgers more. And I'm going to listen to Dave, who is his coach. And I am impressed with that playoff run and the players he went up against.
Me too. I mean, it was impressive. It was impressive. That's right. Inarguable. And maybe he is, Brock Purdy. I appreciate the call, Anthony. I'm open-minded, certainly, to Will Howard. But, yeah, there's reasons why a guy lasts until the sixth round. And yes, I've used Ben as a reference before as well. That's one of the guys I used for Jackson Dart. He loves Jackson Dart. What exactly did Ben say about Will Howard? Do you have some quotes there, Limits? Could you look those up for me, please?
I'll see if I can find it here.
People are really, really gung-ho about this guy.
This is what Ben had to say about Will Howard bouncing back against Oregon.
They're driving down the field to win the game against, I think, number one ranked Oregon at the time. And Oregon is a team that everyone was, figuring was going to be the national champion. They're driving down the field, and he takes off running towards the end of the game with no timeouts, I believe. And I might screw this up, but my overall reasoning of the story will make sense. He slides or gets down, gets tackled. Something happens, and the clock runs out. Mm-hmm. They have no time to spike it, no time to run another play. Like, the game ends with, in essence, what you would call looking back at a mistake.
Sure.
He made a mistake. He tried to, extend a play, whatever it was, and time ran out without them getting a shot at the end zone. In that situation as a quarterback, and you're playing a team, that people think have a real chance, you're playing a team that people talk about having a real chance, and this is kind of like a big game, you're at their place, you have a chance to win this game, and you lose it, and you kind of lose it, if you will, on your mistake. I think a lot of guys would just kind of like crumble at that. Like, you let your team down, you let the guys down, and just kind of go into like a, man, what, like, I let us down, right? What did he end up doing? They didn't lose another game. They play Oregon in the Rose Bowl, I believe, blow them out, go win a national championship. And it's like, I just love the fact that, to me, that's a winner.
Yeah.
That's a guy that made a mistake that was like, you know what? I can't tell you what he said or anything like that, but I'm sure he's thinking to himself, like, I let the guys down. I let my team down. I let the fans down, the coaches, myself, my family. I'm not letting that happen again.
And there's no doubt. I mean, it's inarguable that what he did was very impressive.
It was, no doubt. Go on and win a national championship, very impressive. But I mean,
but when you look up weaknesses like PFF rating these guys, simply doesn't have the strongest arm. And that requires him, as it says here, to play with perfect timing. When things aren't perfect, you know, trouble can arise. His lack of arm strength shows up most on intermediate throws that require velocity to fit the ball into tight windows. Now, there are plenty of guys who have made it without rifle arms. I get it. But let me put it this way. Does the presence of Will Howard mean that you're not going to take... First of all, how are you going to know between this year and next what exactly you have in Will Howard? Like, would his presence keep you from going for a quarterback next year? That seems crazy to me. I will say I'm open-minded. And for all I know, you know, they have a guy who's going to turn 42. There may be opportunity for others around here this season. And if Will Howard comes in and plays well, great. Maybe they do have a sixth-round gem. But that certainly isn't something I'm really even thinking about, honestly, right now.
It's obviously like a really good thing that Will Howard did win a national championship, but I will give people pause as using that for a big part of their argument, because these are the quarterbacks that have won a national championship over the last 10 years. Will Howard, J.J. McCarthy, sure, first-round pick, we'll see, Stetson Bennett twice, Mac Jones, Joe Burrow, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, okay, Deshaun Watson, Cardell Jones, Jameis Winston, A.J. McCarron, Cam Newton, and Greg McElroy.
I mean, there's a fair amount in there who have pretty good NFL quarterbacks.
But the guys were all high first-round picks.
That in and of itself, you know, doesn't mean that you're headed for stardom by any means,
no,
or even a roster spot. So I'm open-minded on him, but let's not get crazy here.
No, let's not.
All right, we won't.